We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I am your host, Tori DeSimone. And today we are talking about content calendars. Everything that you need to know about how I organize my content calendar. Consider this a crash course to mapping out your content. I really just talk about the organization that goes in behind the scenes of it. I don't really discuss too much about how I capture the physical content to then edit and post. I can do a different episode on that if you guys would be interested in something like that. But this is just more of how I organize it and map things out that I then execute from. But we'll get onto that in a minute. First, let's catch up on our lives. How is everyone? I got really positive messages from last week's episode, which really means a lot to me. I was a little nervous putting it out just because, you know, I never really talk about finances and I don't have a degree in it. It's not my profession. I just know what I know. But I got so many positive messages, especially from people that I really respect and admire reaching out just saying like, you know, I wish I had someone like you when I was your age to talk about finances with. You just seem like you have a good head on your shoulders when it comes to finances. So hearing that makes me feel really great and it's very awesome to hear and you guys are so kind. So thank you guys so much. I'm just so excited to talk about more things like that in the future if we're interested. But today, you guys know that I'm currently moving as I'm recording this episode, but when you guys listen, I'll be moved out. I wish I could just fast forward in time. I'll be moved out of my condo and I will be crashing it at my parents' house until I move into my apartment in 2 weeks. So I'm in like a huge moving brain fog. So I posted on my Instagram, which is at Tori Sterling, what did you guys want to know or want to listen to on the podcast? And you guys sent so many incredible ideas. Just to name a few, how to stop quitting when things get hard or motivation wears off. A lot of you guys want to know about running, which I didn't know so many people wanted to know about running. A lot of you guys also commented that on my last YouTube video, which I'm back on YouTube. I'm recording a moving vlog this week. I recorded one last week and it's just been awesome so far. I posted my first video back and the response has been so kind. And a lot of the comments on that video were saying that they wanted to see running videos. And I just didn't know what community I was about to be stepping into this running community. So it's very cool that you guys want to see my running stuff. So I can definitely talk about that more. I just didn't know so many people wanted to know about it. So I can definitely do that. So you guys want to know about my half marathon training, the diet, the split. So many people are asking for the schedule that my mom made. I can talk about that in an episode, how it's going, all that sort of stuff. You guys are also asking for just a general life update. This is one that I really liked, an ideal morning routine, ideal night routine, and an ideal week routine, including exercise, self-care, and diet. It's just fun to talk about, like, if I could have the perfect day, this is what it would be. I love that idea. Another couple more, ways to structure a balanced diet, how to put yourself first, creating and instilling boundaries, embracing and accepting change, things I've learned from being an entrepreneur, how to start your fitness journey, prioritizing when feeling overwhelmed, how to function during the day with brain fog, losing and growing apart from friends / making friends as an adult / being friends with people that are in much different stages of life than you, but might be at the same age as you. You guys want to hear more about manifestation, how to get started? So manifestation crash course, balancing work, life, healthy lifestyle, and friends / relationships. My updated fitness and diet routine, my moving life update, staying sober while going out, and on an honest conversation about alcohol, how to not be afraid of new chapters, biggest setbacks and lessons that I've learned behind the Instagram posts and YouTube videos, like what was really going on behind videos and pictures, letting go of dieting and being comfortable in your own skin, what I've learned from living on my own. Guys, like, the list goes on and on and on. So many incredible topics and ideas that you guys sent in, and I cannot wait to start covering these topics. I have so much content to talk about. But what's content if it's not planned out? Am I right? So yeah, that's what today's topic is about, content calendars and how I organize everything. So another thing that I want to say quickly before I get into the episode is that you guys know that I am creating planners, and in the planner, there will be a section for content management. I want to put in a content calendar. I also want to put in a project manager. I want to put in, like, on your daily spread, a place for your content. So I'm definitely prioritizing content in the planner that I am creating, because it's 2021, baby. Like, that's just how the world is. We're content-based bitches these days. So I'm definitely making sure that we have content space in our physical planner. And I'm also going to make sure that the planner is available digitally as well. So there will be a digital download for the planner as well. When that is ready, stay tuned on that. Emma has sent over another draft for the planner, and you guys, it just looks so amazing. It's everything that I could wish for. So yeah, I am loving it and I can't wait for you guys to see it. But anyway, let's get on to my content calendar crash course, how I create, manage, and execute content for myself and my business. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bonchardt ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bonchardt.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bonchardt.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So it's important to say that I have tried everything when it comes to content planning. I have purchased Etsy downloadables. I have purchased digital programs like Monday.com that's specifically designed for project management. I've tried pen to paper. I've done everything. But I actually found that what works best is to have a master Google content calendar. And then I break that into like my daily tasks that I write down on pen and paper. So it kind of goes like this. I like Google Cal the best because it's free. You can create different calendars that you can then color code and you can share those calendars with the right people and you can manage like what they're able to do if they can just view it or if they can go in and edit things too. So on Google Cal, I create a separate calendar for each account of my content. So I have a, and they're all color coded. So I have a personal content calendar that's an umbrella term for my YouTube, my podcast, and it's really just those two. But we could also talk about like my Instagram, but I really just put Instagram stuff up whenever I have anything to post. So I don't really take my Instagram very seriously. You guys know that. So it's really just for my YouTube and for my podcast. I could break those down into two separate calendars and then just get rid of like the parent calendar altogether and then just have like a podcast calendar and just have a YouTube calendar. But I actually find that it works better if I just have them on the same calendar. In my mind, I understand it. So it works for me. So I just like to specifically have that calendar for my YouTube and my podcast. Then I also have a Stride Phoenixville content calendar and a Stride Seattle content calendar, because those two are two separate accounts, locations. They need different promotions of things, so they have separate calendars. And then I share those calendars with those people that are necessary in those calendars. So like my personal content calendar, sometimes I'll share it with like my podcast manager, but that's really it. And then the Phoenixville content calendar is shared with who helps us with our Phoenixville account. And my CIO calendar, I share with who helps with my CIO Instagram account. So that's pretty much just how the content calendars are divvied up. And then once the calendar is checked on someone's Google Cal, they can just see the stuff every day. But if they need to shut it off for whatever reason, they can just unclick the calendar. It doesn't go away, but it will just take off all the events on their calendar. So it works really well. It's really easy for everyone to use. And I've never really had an issue with it. It's just not like as professional as it could be, but it works for me and I really like it. So I'll talk about what I personally do and then how I kind of structured out for the business. So we'll start with YouTube. Again, I'm really only going to talk about YouTube and podcasts because I'm not good with my Instagram. You guys know that. So for YouTube, I first decide on an upload day. Now, a lot of you guys told me that you do want video podcasts, so that will be going up on Mondays, but that's really awesome because I actually don't have to do much for that. My network is going to be doing a ton of that for me, which is really, really great. And then I chose that I want my like vlogs and stuff to go up on Wednesdays. Also, very quickly, would you guys want spin videos? Let me know if you guys want spin videos uploaded to my channel, like full classes. I can totally do that if you guys want. Just let me know. I think it'd be cool. But let me know. So anyway, I chose Wednesdays as my upload day. So I will go in and make an event on Wednesday. So if you're starting this for the first time, just choose like the first Wednesday that you're going to upload a video. So I'll go in, I'll make an event on that Wednesday, and I will title the event upload and then semicolon, and then I leave it blank. And then I make that a repeat event that repeats weekly every Wednesday indefinitely. So now all of my Wednesdays have an upload event in there. So I know that I have to upload on Wednesdays. And then I will go in from the first Wednesday that I upload about 3 to 4 months out. So for now, that's taking me into January of 2022. And I will fill in as many Wednesdays as I can of what I'm going to upload on those days. So I know exactly like what I want on certain days. So like if I go to my calendar now and someone says, what are you uploading on November 24th? I know that's going to be my half marathon vlog. So that's cool to know. Then I'll go back in on those videos that I've now determined. Like I can read some off for you guys. Let me pull up my calendar. So like the 29th, like it's my moving out vlog. On October 13th, I'm going to upload an empty apartment tour and my moving vlog number one. On November 3rd, I'm going to upload a Halloween get ready with me. On, let's see, December 15th, I'm going to do a decorate my apartment with me for the holidays. So I know what is going up months and months in advance. And I think I'm good until, yeah, the last day I have booked out is January 12th. I'm going to upload a productive week in my life. So, and then after that, like once probably the holidays hit, I'll probably fill in like Q1, and then you can do it by quarters, Q1, Q3, or Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. So that's really what I do there. So then after I decide what is going to be uploaded. Oh, I see what I did there. Okay, I see. So yeah, that's what I do first, is I just decide what I'm going to do every single Wednesday. Then I will go in and I will show what my, go back in and decide when I need to be filming these videos. So for example, a week in my life will obviously take a week to vlog. So I will choose 1 or 2 weeks prior to its upload date to record, so that I have that entire week to record the content. Like I can't say that I'm going to do, if today is September 20th, that I'm going to upload a week in my life on September 22nd, because I obviously can't upload or record 5 days of content in 2 days and edit and post it. So you need to have some planning to it. So all of my videos that I have planned out for the last quarter of the year, I know exactly when I'm going to record them. So for example, October 20th, I'm uploading my second moving vlog. And I have in my calendar that from October 4th to October 8th, I'm recording my second moving vlog. So that's about 2 weeks out from when, you know, I'm recording it to when it's going to be uploaded. So I'll go in and decide like, okay, I'm going to do a Halloween Get Ready With Me. So I'm going to record this Halloween Get Ready With Me on Halloween, because that's when I'm actually going to be getting ready for Halloween. Or I'm going to record this week in my life that's going up on November 17th. I'm going to record that the week of November 8th to 12th. So everything is already mapped out of when it's going to be recorded based on the upload dates. Then when it comes to editing, that really depends on my work week ahead. So the way that I do it with editing is I try to structure it so that my videos are done at least 6 days in advance. In a perfect world, I would edit all of my videos on Thursdays, because I typically like to record my podcast episodes on Thursdays. So if Thursday could just be like my media day where I do podcasts on YouTube, that would be really, really great. But it doesn't always work out that way. Like for example, the moving vlog that I'm currently recording that's being uploaded in 2 Wednesdays, I'm editing it on this upcoming Sunday. And it's just what's worked best with my work calendar and everything going on. So that's pretty much how I structure it when it comes to uploading, editing, and filming. It really all depends on the upload date. So that's like the first thing to figure out is when I'm uploading and what am I uploading on what days. When brands get involved and it becomes a sponsorship, I rarely make dedicated videos for brands anymore. They're pretty much all integrations. So a dedicated video means like if Ulta reached out and they were like, hey, we want you to do a video that's just about Ulta. Okay, then I'd have to add that into my content calendar and move a couple things around. But that's very rare these days. A lot of people don't want that anymore. A lot of times they just want an integration, which means that they just want 2 minutes of your video to be talking about their product, and then the rest of the video, you can do whatever you want. So typically nowadays it's integrations. So if a brand comes to me with an integration, I can typically work it out in a video that I already have planned. So a lot of times they'll say, hey, like we want this video to go live between October 4th and October 9th. So I know that if they want a video to go live during that time, but between October 4th and 9th, I have on October 6th, I'm doing a week in my life vlog. So I know that I can just integrate that sponsorship into that video. A lot of times sponsorships will also ask to see the video at least 48 hours in advance for approval. They pretty much always need to approve the video. So I will try and make sure that if that video is going up on October 6th, that I get that video edited to them by Friday, October 1st, which means that if I'm doing a week in my life, which means that I probably want to record that video next week, which would be the week of the 20th to the 24th. So that's pretty much how it works when it comes to sponsorships. They'll tell you like when they want the video sent to them and then when they want the video to go live. And they'll pretty much give you like a range of dates. They don't always say like, I need this video to go up on October 7th, because you know, that doesn't always fit everyone's upload schedule. So they're flexible with that. And that's pretty much how it works with YouTube. You kind of have to be flexible in your content calendar, but also be very organized and stern in your content calendar, knowing that these are the days that I want these videos uploaded, and this is the allotted time I've done for uploading the videos. But you can be flexible, but you also just have to be kind of like stern with it at the same time. Discipline and grace. It's the best way to sum it up. All right, let's move on to how I structure things for podcasting. So for podcasting, it's much more chillaxed. And this changes for everyone. So if you guys are listening to this and you guys want to start a podcast, this is going to sound a little bit different for me than it does for you. So typically podcasting, it's very nailed down. Like we are uploading on these days, whether it's every Monday you upload or every Tuesday you upload or every Tuesday, Thursday you upload, every day you upload. podcasting is much more strict with when you upload. So for me, I upload every Monday. So I work with a network. My network is Studio 71, and they send me my ad reads every Wednesday night, and they need those ads and episodes by Friday because the brand needs to approve them. So they need that by every Friday. And then my episodes will go live every Monday. So for me, I always plan out that I record my podcast on Thursdays because I know I'll have the ads. And I know that if for whatever reason something happens and I can't record on Thursday, at least I have Friday to record on, which is what I'm doing today. I'm recording on Friday. So it's not always perfect when it comes to podcasting. It's much more relaxed for me. But a big reason for that is because I always wait for passion and motivation to kind of do the podcast for me. Whenever I am recording an episode, it's about something that I am passionate about and I have a lot of gusto behind it. And I think that it comes across to you guys as my listeners that I'm never talking about something that I'm not interested in or that I'm not passionate about in that moment. So yes, while I could have a scheduled podcast time from 8 to 10 a.m. every single Thursday morning, I do try and stick to that. But at the same time, if I'm not feeling it right then and there, then I won't film it right then and there because these podcasts for me are based on passion and inspiration and motivation. If I'm not feeling it, I will wait until I do feel it to record. Now, it always has, you know, come in time, whether it's on Thursdays, sometimes Wednesdays, sometimes very randomly, like it might be a Sunday before the upload. So like 8 days in advance is what I mean. So there's definitely times where I just like get hit with inspiration. I'm like, okay, I have to record right now. And that happens. And that's really cool. Like sometimes I'll record like the meat of an episode and then I'll just record an intro later when it's a little bit closer to the date. So for that, I really honestly just wait for my inspiration. So I don't have it mapped out where it's like, okay, on this Monday, I'm going to talk about how to create an ideal life. And then the Monday after that, I'm going to talk about things I've learned as an entrepreneur. It's not really like that when it comes to my podcast, but I know that every single Friday, my episode is due. I know that every single Wednesday night, my ads come in, and every single Thursday morning, I allot time to record my podcast. I'd say 4 out of 5 times I record every Thursday. But like today I'm recording on Friday and it's no big deal, but I prefer to record on the same day every single week. And then I'd love to like be editing my videos after I send out an episode. To me, that would just like work really, really well. So yeah, that's pretty much how I do it with podcasting. Like I said, there's not much rhyme or reason to it. It's just I have a Monday deadline of my video goes live. So I have a Friday deadline to send it to my network and I get my ads every single Wednesday night. So that's pretty much how it works for my podcast. So when it comes to my business, that's a little different. So here are my business tips for content management. So when it comes to the business, so for me, I own and operate spin studios. So some of my examples might be obviously like fitness industry oriented. But I think that this is a rather general thing for a lot of small businesses, or if you are an entrepreneur, like I think you could take some value in this as well. So remember how I have the two separate content calendars for my respective accounts. So I will go into the respective calendar for the respective account of what I want posted on each day. So I typically like to post Monday through Sundays, but not on Saturdays. And so what I will do is I will go in every day and write and just make sure that there is something to be posted that day. So I will go in and make an event that's typically an all-day event. And I'll specify whether I want it on the story, whether I want a reel, or whether I want it to be a feed post or an IGTV post. Sometimes I might have multiple events in that day if I want a story and a feed, or I want a feed and a newsletter. It's all specified in that one event for that one account. So it could say like reel, sick dope video, or it could say feed, 5 class card sale or something like that. So it's just essentially like what it's going to be in the title. And then in that particular event, I'll go into the description and I'll kind of make like a mock caption of what I'm thinking. Or if we need to get shots for that one event, I'll write down like make sure that we get that someone takes this reel, or that we schedule with our photographer to come in and take this picture so we can post it on this day. So I'll kind of write down like to-dos along with the event. And I will kind of just talk about like what exactly I want on each day. From that, I can then make sure that there is enough time to be promoting an event. So if, for example, let's see, today is September 20th. So let's say on September 30th, we're having a promotion going on. So I will make sure that we have at least 2 weeks time to promote that promotion. So we'll typically start promoting it on September 16th, like 2 weeks before, is when I typically like to give things enough time for promo. If it's a big event, we'll typically do a month out. But we really don't go much farther than a month out unless it's like a really, really big event. Like we've had, you know, like for our grand openings, we will do more than a month out. Like for Sea Isle, when we were reopening for the second season, I started promoting in March and we were opening up in May. So there's definitely, it just depends. Like when in Phoenixville, we do like these big charity events, we'll start promoting that about a month and a half out. But typically it's 2 weeks if like an instructor is changing or if we're doing a sale soon or we have merch dropping, we'll do stuff like that. So we'll just kind of put it on the calendar like, okay, on September 21st, I want this posted by this person. If it's something similar to going back to what I was saying about YouTube, like if it's something that I know that let's say on October 13th, there's going to be something changing that I want to be promoted, but I need to get a specific photo for it, I might go in on like October 27th and create an event that says to get, and we'll say like, go get this real shot of so-and-so doing this so we can post it on the 13th. So if something needs like to be taken of or to go get, then we will also put that into the content calendar. But we're pretty good. We've been open for a while now that we have a lot of content, a lot of images, a lot of videos. So we don't always need new stuff, but there's a lot of times where, or I shouldn't say a lot of times, there's a good amount of times where I do still want like new fresh content, or I want a video of this person, I want a picture of this. So that's also kind of where I'll be specific. But each day has an event on the content calendar. And then I just write down like whether I want it on the feed, on the story, or on the reel. And then whoever's on the other end of that calendar will just have to be the one to like see what I write down, see what I want planned, and then go physically either get the content or post it. And that's pretty much how it works. And then I will just break down this monthly content calendar on my Google Cal into my to-do list. So if like today I know that I need to get a picture of myself like in front of a Stride Strong wall, like I'll make sure that that's taken care of and I'll write that down in my to-do list today. But yeah, that's honestly pretty much how I do it. It's short and sweet. It's to the point and it's really efficient for me. And I find that it really works. It's really easy. And I think that is the best because it's easy for everyone. It's not complicated. And I really, really love it. So yeah, I think it's great. If you guys have any questions about it, let me know. But it's efficient, it's easy. And everyone that I've worked with on the content calendars have never had any complaints about it. And it's just been a really efficient system for all of us. So I'm really excited to be sharing this with you guys, and I hope it just helps you. I know this might not be the longest episode, but it's an efficient one. There's not too much to say about content calendars, but this is how I map out my content calendar too. So guys, that's really all that I have for you today. I hope you guys have an amazing Monday. Next week, I'm so excited to be settled a little bit and not have like moving brain fog. So that'll be really, really nice. But yeah, guys, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Happy Manifest Monday, everybody. I'd love to see a snapshot of your content calendars. DM them to me, post it on your story and tag me. I just love to see you guys are planning and what you guys have in the works. So yeah, guys, have a wonderful Monday. I hope you have the best Monday of your life. You deserve the best Monday of your life. And I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye, guys.